These blackened iron molars are the Bitta. I rescue them from the island scrapyard, where anchors smile their death smiles and massive chains lie slumped like tired dogs, where time chews through iron as though it were bread. At work, their task was plain, unboastful, sure. The boatman's rope looped around them, thick as the tail of the Lion of St. Mark, muscling itself tight. They resisted for decades, wedged in the quay's eroding jaw, defying the wrenching tide, until the terrible day of extraction, which they met with defiance, ever clenched and gnawing to the last upon the phantom ropes of their past. Now salvaged, they are a relic, hold a different weight, not the heave of a boat, nor the pull of the tide, but rather the drift of thoughts, the reverent embrace of hands.